Diapers, soft on skin. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. Government dismisses claims FISIP will be affected by IMF program. Illegal gold mining surge in Kikonge puts licensed miners at risk. The Israeli military says it has retrieved the body of the last remaining hostage in Gaza.
FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. The Ministry of Agriculture has dismissed reports suggesting that the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, will be affected by Zambia's decision not to pursue a one-year extension of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, program. Recently, government announced that it would not proceed with the proposed one-year extension of the IMF program, citing various factors. However, some media reports have emerged that the decision could negatively impact funding for social protection programs, including FISIP. But Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Zulu has clarified that FISIP will not be disrupted by the conclusion of the IMF program. Mr. Zulu explained that FISIP was never part of the IMF program and that therefore its completion will not affect the implementation of the Farmer Support Initiative. He has assured farmers that the program is ongoing and remains fully supported by the government.
And it's a government program. It was not the IMF program. So the FISIP is a government program. To mix the two, I think it's incorrect and it's lacking the understanding. And what we are saying is that the same number of farmers, if you check the 2026 budget, the same number of farmers will still remain the same, and the farmers will receive the support from the government. So government is not going to reduce the number of farmers that are on the FISIP because of the IMF program. No, it will remain the same until maybe there is a policy change maybe in the future. But for now, I think we must appreciate the fact that this is a government program which is run by the government, sponsored by taxpayers.
The Zambia Institute of Architects says there is need to strengthen land use planning laws governing foreign investment in the country. Institute President Musongkwa Silungwe says the current legal framework is weak, a situation that has led to some foreign investors abrogating existing land use regulations. Mr. Silungwe has since urged the government, in collaboration with other stakeholders, to review and strengthen the laws in order to promote orderly development and protect national interests. He says this will ensure that there is a balance between investment and development.
We need to be very, very careful that even though foreign investment is welcome, it must be invested in the right place and legally, you know, instead of aiding and abetting criminality. So that is one of the things that we need to strengthen. We need to support our councils. One example which I can give you is, for instance, the people who are settled along the Ndola Lusaka dual carriageway. It caused a lot of congestion because our people wanted houses next to the highway. They wanted shops and their trading places next to the highway. But the highway is supposed to be for fast moving traffic. It's not for stopping and shopping.
The surge in illegal gold mining in Kikonge Mufumbe district has put the lives of licensed artisanal miners at serious risk. One licensed miner, Boyd Mokaope, who holds two valid mining licenses, says he was forced to halt planned mining operations scheduled for September 2025 after illegal miners violently took over the site. In an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Mokaope says he and his team were chased away from their licensed mining area and were forced to abandon their equipment after encountering hostility from illegal miners, some of whom he suspects were under the influence of drugs. He explains that the volatile situation in Kikonge has made it impossible for licensed miners to access their sites, raising fears of possible bloodshed involving both local and foreign nationals. Meanwhile, Zambia continues to lose millions of kwacha in revenue due to illicit gold trading, and according to the 2024 Financial Intelligence Center report, suspects with suspects bank accounts recorded a total credit turnover of over 1 billion kwacha and $5 million between 2022 and 2024. The report reveals that the illegal trade involves East African nationals bringing undeclared cash into Zambia to purchase minerals, which are later smuggled out of the country bypassing customs control and tax obligation. The fees further link the illicit trade to porous borders and ease of opening bank accounts and mobile money wallets, calling for stronger regulations.
Yes. In October. Mais j'ai passé bien les années à la cambrée à la police, j'ai travaillé à l'extrême. Et nous avons fait un dialecte qui n'a pas été fait. Nous avons fait un officier. 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 Nous avons fait un officier.
The Zambia Institute for Policy Analysis, ZIPA, has noted that Zambia continues to grapple with significant exchange rate volatility, which poses serious challenges for households and businesses alike. ZIPA Interim Executive Director Zali Chikuva has emphasized the need for evidence-based solutions rather than reactive interventions. Mr. Chikuva has argued that sustained investments in key sectors such as mining, manufacturing, agriculture and energy are essential for achieving long-term exchange rate stability.
In Zambia, in mining, manufacturing, agriculture, and energy industries, harness and help us to stabilize our exchange rate. By the way, we didn't start with these four industries I have mentioned here. We had quite a number of industries, but some of them failed because they couldn't really be supported by the model. But these, we could model through them. In other words, can we move beyond firefighting in the foreign exchange market and instead build resilience through productivity, diversification, and export?
And now, business news. Business news.
A chartered accountant, Emmanuel Mbambiko, has urged the government to put in place strong safeguard and audit programs to ensure effective implementation of a current national budget. Mr. Mbambiko says there is need for enhanced oversight, particularly in key spending areas such as the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, and the Free Education Policy. He says without proper monitoring, evaluation, and auditing mechanisms, public funds risk being misapplied, undermining the intended impact of these programs. Mr. Mbambiko says that transparent financial controls will help improve accountability, promote efficient use of resources, and ensure that budgeted funds deliver tangible benefits to citizens within the current fiscal year.
There will be a place for I know that the president talked about consolidating the gains that the government has made. And to consolidate, obviously, part of what they have to do is asking sure that there are checks and balances and controls in place. And those checks and balances and controls are working. And how do you ensure that they are working? You ensure that they are working by providing the audit service. So the audit service will then provide an assurance that the control